Storm Lake cross country teams ran this past Tuesday down at Denison Schleswig for the Invitational hosted by the Monarchs. Coach Justin Melman, our guest once again on this Friday night. Coach, let's talk Tuesday now for you and the team.
Yeah, we went down to Denison. Little bit of a change up in the course down there. Ended up being, it went from kind of a tough course to a really tough course. They put in a couple extra hills, some really steep ones that they got down there. So it ended up being a pretty tough course for the kids. But I thought, you know, we had some pretty good racing again down there. Our middle school boys started it off. We changed it up again with our front three. Jackson Burton was our middle school boy that led our middle school guys around the course this time, and then it went Brian Solem, Tyler Moon, Angel Figueroa, and Matt Lensmeyer, and Ben Stark. So those guys are running well. They have one more meetup at Cherokee, so then their season's done. On the girls' middle school side, Tiana Burton was again our leader, followed by Abby Venegas. Those two gals moved up a little bit more this week, so that's really nice to see. And again, they have one more meet, too. Junior varsity boys, we only had two. We have a couple injuries and a couple other things that is kind of are cutting back on our personnel a little bit, trying to rest a few people up. Junior Zambrana was 49th place. And Nick Slight was 80th place in the JV boys race. Both ran nice races, close to PRs. You know, on this course, with everybody that ran the 5K, as tough as it is, I think you can probably go ahead and subtract, you know, 20 to 30 seconds off their time. You can't get real fixated on your time from this course. The courses kind of vary, you know, as the toughness and things like that, and this was a tough one. So times were a little bit longer, and you'll see that with our varsity results. With our girls, Jessica Slight, again, was our leader for the girls, and then she was at 41st place, and then right away at 49th and 50th place was Dulce Ramos and Molly Gallagher, so really nice packing from the girls there. Juanita De La Paz, who's new to cross country as of, I believe, Juanita's been with us for 2 weeks now. She's a distance gal in track, decided to do some cross country. She placed 63rd, ran a nice race. And then we had Sandra Ramos and Amber Chris Chillis, 73rd and 74th place. So the girls ran really nice. Some PRs out of those gals. Slight's time was definitely a PR for her, especially if you take off, like I say, 20 to 30 seconds for the tough course. Over to the guys' varsity then. You know, the guys have been running really well. We had a really good meetup at Sheldon a week ago. The guys were second out of, I believe it was 16 teams up at Sheldon. They really put it together up there. We've really had some guys step up here, you know, and we went down to the Monarch race down at Denison. We decided not to run Thomas Olson, which I knew was going to kind of dig into our points a little bit. He's been having some Achilles issues and things, so it was just kind of time to rest him up a little bit. So we needed a few guys to step up, and they really did. Our leader was, again, Dylan Cavanaugh. Ran a really nice race on a really hilly course. You know, he had a kid from South Central Calhoun get out on him quite a ways. And Dylan, you know, just ran smart, ran his race, reeled him back in about a mile and a half, took over, and ended up running 16:51, and he won by, I think it was about 24, 25 seconds. Our number two guy again was Sam Olson, was 14th place. And then our pack that really brought it together was Carson Cole, Matt Marking, and Luke Nicholson. And Luke Nicholson really is stepping it up the last two races. Ran really well at Sheldon. That's why I knew, you know, maybe we could go down and not have to run Thomas, and Luke would kind of pick up the slack, and he really did. And then we also have another newcomer, Ethan James, decided to do some cross country. He was 40th place, so he wasn't really too far behind our pack. And then Skyby Tomtai was our last varsity guy, 76th place. You know, the guys placed third. You know, we wanted to be a little bit higher. Kemper squeaked in front of us. Denison, of course, guys won the meet. They're running real tough. And I think it's something, you know, we could have been up there if we were full capacity, but we're not right now. We're trying to put all the pieces together, and that's what we're looking to do as we get into, you know, our conference meet in a couple of weeks and our state qualifier. We're hoping that all the pieces come together with the guys' team, and it's looking like it will. So we go to Cherokee this next Tuesday, another really hilly course, and then we're already at conference and state qualifier time, so the big meets are coming.
October is arriving for the Tornado Cross Country Teams. Coach, you do a great job getting a lot of names and results out there. Thank you so much, and good luck next Tuesday.
You bet. Appreciate it, Chris.
Justin Melman, Tornado Cross Country Coach, joining us here at halftime on 92.9. We'll visit with Storm Lake Volleyball Coach Kim Johnson in a moment on the Moose.